William in Tucson couldn't hold. He was on his way to work. His question he called in with at 888-767-4347.
There you go.
Desert mistletoe. Should he be worried about it and his mesquites? Cut it out, leave it. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'll leave it. No. Suppose that caller phoned into the Maricopa County Agricultural Extension Office hotline. By the way, if you have those hotline questions during the week and you're wondering, who can I ask about that that tree or shrub or ground cover or flower question, there is a hotline, and Rebecca works closely with a lot of those hotline operators who answer your horticultural questions. I'm going to ask Rebecca to answer the question about mistletoe, and also leave the callers with that call-in number too, if you would, if you remember.
Okay, I don't remember it.
But you can look up
the
Master Gardener Hotline,
Maricopa County Cooperative Extension, and ask for our hotline number. And so for mistletoe, yeah, I've had many people ask about it over the years, and there's two camps, because the mistletoe actually provides a nice fruit for birds. The berry is very good for the birds, and a lot of people like to leave it for that. But it is a parasite, so it is taking nutrients from the plant. Although being green, it's more of a water parasite. It will slowly degrade an area. If you'd like to remove it, then just simply cutting it off and just staying on top of it and cutting it off. And, you know, as you were saying before, John, before it is setting the berries, because the berries will be transferred to other branches of your tree, most likely, and they stick on the branch and they're able to actually move into the tissue. The sprouting seed can move into the bark and the tissue of the plant.
So it's a good time now before the mistletoe blooms and puts on those berries, because it's the berries that end up getting spread through the surrounding trees by the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Michael said, you know, that the berries would get a little bit fermented and the birds would get kind of drunk and they would end up spreading them to the neighboring trees as they stagger back to their nest, you know.
My kind of birds, man.
But that's exactly how it happens. The seeds are sticky, and they stick on the bird's beak and the bird's feet, and then the bird flies to another tree, and those little seeds get stuck in a little crevice of bark, and then they sprout and send little tendrils down into the vascular system of the new branch and start a new infestation. So it is a very pernicious problem in certain communities where there's a lot of mistletoe, and neighbors are – it's a shame when you have mistletoe in your trees and you're trying to control them, and yet your neighbor has a lot of trees where they're feeding the wildlife. So it's tough. There's a conflict of interest there. So, you just have to – if you do want to control it, just try to just remove it. It's real easy to remove. You can just break them loose and the little sprouts and try to stay on top of it.
All right, and you can, whatever county you're in, if you just type that in, Pinal County Extension Office, you get 520-374-6263. Maricopa County Extension Office, 602-827-8201. Just about every county has its own number for that extension office. Let's see if we can fit Jamie in real quick. And Tempe, good morning. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi. I have a mesquite tree in our front yard that doesn't seem to be the trunk doesn't seem to be widening. It's pretty thin. It's been in the yard for about 3 years. We have one across the street that just seems to be going crazy. That is a couple of years older than ours. We still have to have. Because it's so thin on the trunk, we still have to have some poles holding it just in case, you know, and it just seems like I'm doing something wrong.
Well, first thing that comes to mind is it may be planted too deep. If the trunk is not getting larger in diameter, if you ever see the trunk of a tree disappear into the soil like a cliff into water, you know that it goes down deep before it gets to the root collar. And quite often those plants, those trees that are planted too deep in the beginning never have sufficient oxygen for that original root system to get active in the soil. And those trees will just languish. They'll sit there for years and not do very much. What we normally do in a case like that is we dig down till we find the root collar. Then we excavate out to a radius of maybe a foot or 2 feet, sometimes 3 feet, and taper the soil up to the surrounding grade. So we make a bit of a basin. And that way, immediately, we get oxygen to the root system of the trees for the first time sometimes, and we'll see trees just immediately put on new growth. So that would be my recommendation, would be to look for that tree being planted a little too deep in the soil.
We appreciate the call. And John, if somebody needs an arborist, a consultant, some tree trimming, pruning, or just some advice on a tree that they
give
have.
I'll give you our phone number. Just call 602-788-0005. That's the best way. And thank you, Rebecca, for coming in. Appreciate you.
You bet. Glad to be here.